Well, as much of the country stays at home under shelter orders, many people are relying on food and retail delivery services. But what exactly are the proper gratuity guidelines for those who are delivering the goods? To learn more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lisa Grotz, a San Francisco-based etiquette expert and the Golden Rules gal. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Well, I'm glad we're talking to you about this because I've been stumped on this. What is the proper tip etiquette for delivery workers, especially during a time like this?
Right. Well, it's a sobering time, without question. Many people are sick and dying, but life goes on for people who are working to support their families. So in normal times, a gratuity would depend on the quality and frequency of the service. And in our city, it's about 15% to 20%. In other parts of the country, it's even lower. But because we're in crisis mode, traditional rules have changed. So I say, budget permitting, let's try and bump it up to 20% to 25% if possible.
Yeah, that's great. What about how deliveries are handled? I mean, if someone shows up at your door, you know, is it okay to ask them to back up if they're not keeping a distance, or are people just setting things on the porch and stepping back? How does that work?
Well, I think it's different for many different restaurants. I mean, we try to, you know, order out a couple times a week so we can see how it's done and so how we can support the local community and the restaurants. But I think it all depends. Like for home delivery, excuse me, if you have medicine or groceries delivered or even a pizza, a lot of times they will bring it to your door, you know, the no-touch way. You pay online or you pay by calling ahead of time. So you can either put your tip in your order or you can, you know, hand it to the delivery driver if you have gloves on or make sure they don't touch your door, et cetera. A lot of times I'm finding they just come, they leave it on your porch, and you can just leave the money there for them. So there are many ways around it, and I think it's however, you know, people feel comfortable. But we're trying to do all we can to support these businesses because so many of our restaurants and bars have closed, and the ones that are open, you know, have limited menus, which means limited staffing. So there's so few people on the front lines that we can help. So as much as we can, we're trying to be extra generous.
Yeah, extra generous. And like you said, I mean, people are, it's just a different time that we're living through right now, and people are working really hard. What are some other tips on ordering out specifically that you might have for consumers, that things that people should know? Is it just about, I mean, at the risk of sounding corny, just being extra nice to the people that are delivering at this time? I mean, what are some of the things that people should know or do?
Listen, I don't think there's ever a time not to be nice. We just celebrated Holy Week, so it's great that we can keep up that kindness and goodwill, which goes a long way. And let's face it, these people are not the hospital frontline workers, but we're asking a lot from them because they're delivering our packages, our meals, and our groceries. So we should give back to them as much as we can, you know, when we stay home. Just last night, I was reminded of Malcolm Gladwell's book called The Tipping Point, and in it he states that little things can make a big difference. And if there was ever a time to make a big difference, it's now. I mean, we have to realize that a lot of these service workers are not paid high fees. So when a service is performed, even during hard times, it still requires a gratuity. But the mindset is that when there's no money, people shouldn't have to pay. And it's really just the opposite. I kind of like to think of it like it's Christmas in April. You know, at this point, who knows? Christmas might be canceled, so it's a great time for all of us to be generous now.
Most definitely. Fantastic advice. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that was Lisa Grotz, a San Francisco-based etiquette expert and the Golden Rules gal.